We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYSR.org.
Activist from Memphis, and Kareem Tefpo Jackson is a rapper and activist from St. Louis, Missouri.
On February 26, Raheem and Jackson released a joint EP called Nothing's Easy. Jackson said his new project with Raheem is not just about the music, but also about the connection between the two men, struggles they've overcome, and the people who've shaped their journeys along the way. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Elle Perry.
Husband and wife team Robert and Erica Humphreys bought Cordelia's Market from the Henry Turley Company in a deal completed last month. Both Humphreys worked at Cordelia's before buying it. Most of the 7,000 square foot market will remain the same, offering more than 150 products from local vendors, as well as prepackaged meals, wine and beer, meats, coffee, essentials, and the like. But the indoor dining space will be expanded, and hot meals will be added to the menu in March, with perhaps a few other small changes, including increased catering. For Jody Callahan, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
This is WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Y'all know what time it is, right? It is time for Let's Have a Talk with Talisa right here on 91.7 WYXR right here in the beautiful Crosstown, y'all. And I'm telling you, I am super excited to have this conversation because if you know anything about me, I am very concerned. I am very intrigued of how do we continue to build health equity in our communities. There's so many communities that are in need of equitable health, and we sometimes just don't know because, you know, the Bible says we perish for lack of knowledge. And I'm a believer that sometimes we are perishing because we don't know. And then sometimes our own insecurities will tell us not to even ask, right? Don't open up your mouth. Don't say nothing. Just act like you know. But really today, it's not about acting like you know. It's knowing that you know, that you know, that you know. And I am here with someone that's very dear to me that I've learned so much from, and I'm excited about get to work alongside somebody that's really change makers, not just in Memphis, but in Tennessee. Did you know that in here in our great city, we are number two in the nation? Yeah, I said it, two. Number two, y'all. Number two in the nation for HIV. So what is that saying? we need some more education. We need to make sure that we're telling everybody there is some preventive measures. There are some different things that we can do. So I have my dear brother, my dear friend. He's from up in the still part of West Tennessee, but he's traveling around Tennessee to make sure we all understand the difference between PrEP and PEP, HIV, the virus, all these things that I'm learning. And so as I learn, I want you to learn. So I just grabbed him on the show today. Well, y'all welcome me, a dear friend, Stephen, that is knows all things health equity. Hello there, Stephen. How are you?
Well, hello. Hello, everyone. Glad to be here and glad to have this conversation with you.
Absolutely. Tell a lot of our people, our listeners, we are live right here in Crosstown. And thank you for exploring Crosstown with me today. Such a beautiful facility.
I enjoyed it. It is.
And we are live at 91.7. And we are live at WYXR. That we said we are raised by the sound. So tell people, who is Stephen? Why? Who are you, honey?
Well, my name is Stephen Ugwe. Happy to be here with you today again to discuss HIV and its disproportionate impact on the community, especially the African-American community. African-Americans lead the demographics when it comes to HIV among pretty much all age groups, among children aged 13 to 24, among women, among men, among the elderly, and we also lead the death rate from HIV. And most recently, African-American women in particularly now make up the fastest growing demographic of new HIV cases among women. So we really have to get the message out, make sure that people know that even though you don't hear a lot about HIV anymore, it is still very much a reality, and especially in our community.
And so you said something, of course, y'all know my sisters, I absolutely love us, right? And you saying the rate is going up. Tell us about why the rate is going up, and then we're gonna really dive deep in how do we create preventive opportunities that, especially for women, right? Whether you're young, old, because you said elderly, right? All women need to know to hear this. So if you are a girl, if you are a guy that got a beautiful mama, if you got a sister or a daughter, you need to open up your ears and hear this. So share it with us.
Yeah. So from the early 80s, when AIDS first came on the scene, one of the unfortunate things that happened was that it got it became labeled as a gay man's disease. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate because it was never just that.
Okay.
It was a disease of anyone, and it could be contracted through the exchange of bodily fluids during sexual intercourse, mm-hmm. whether it was doing a needle stick, accidental or otherwise, all of those things can lead to the transmission of the HIV virus. And therefore, anyone can be susceptible to it. But recently for a lot of reasons, the stigma around the whole HIV discussion, the closeted approach to one's sexuality really, you know, became the end thing. And unfortunately, that has led to HIV being transmitted at very high rates to women.
Mm.
And so we really need to have this discussion about HIV and the fact that women are now being disproportionately affected by it, through heterosexual contact.
And so when you think saying that you're looking at Talisa, many people saying HIV is a gay man's disease, but hearing that women, the numbers are rising, are you saying that there is a lot of women that thinking they're in a secure relationship with just this one man, but not knowing this man is exploring other sexual activities?
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely be the case. I mean, we hear that a lot where, especially women who will come in and say that, and they're just totally there. Emotionally, their world has been rocked by the fact that the person they were in this relationship with has recently been diagnosed with HIV, and now they find themselves in a situation where they are questioning, one, whether they will test positive for it. What does it mean for this relationship moving forward? It's just a lot to, you know, to deal with at one time.
And so because of that, there are so many women that have no clue that they're even sick, right? And so are there any warning signs? So say, for instance, a sister is listening to us right now and she's saying, you know, in the back of my heart of hearts, I feel like something just not right. I feel my partner, my husband, is just not affectionate to me anymore. He wants to do a different type of sexual activities with me that's not in our normal. What are some signs for our women that they need to say, I need to check this out? Because I'm telling y'all, sisters, we got to protect us.
That's correct. That's correct. And we really, I would encourage everyone, women, men alike, trust your heart of hearts. When it's telling you something here may not be right, at that moment, feel free to be empowered to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And what becomes central to that is to go in, get tested, and realize that if you're in a position where you feel like you need to be tested, you're also in a position where you really need to have or come in and have a conversation about PrEP.
And so when you said PrEP, many people, and I'm grateful, thank you for sharing all the knowledge you've shared with me, because I've had some learning curves to try to learn, because I really want making sure that I'm such an advocate for health and wellness, especially in the African-American community. And I want to be versed on anything that has to do with our health, and especially with women. And so I'm seeing these commercials, I'm seeing these events, and I'm seeing these movements about PrEP, and then I see other ones that say PEP. So I'm like, okay, I got a PREP, then I got PEP. Break it down to us and to me. Because I'm still learning, y'all. I'm telling y'all, your girl is still learning, right? Break it down to me on what is the difference between PrEP and PEP.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
So here we go.
I'm not smarter than a fifth grader, y'all. I ain't that smart.
Both PrEP and PEP are on the prevention side of HIV. Mm-hmm. So both of them are geared toward preventing you from getting HIV. Mm-hmm. So PrEP is an acronym for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Prophylaxis is just a long name that just means prevention.
Okay.
And so you are preventing yourself from getting HIV prior to being exposed to HIV.
Okay.
So that's PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, PREP. Mm-hmm. Okay. So PrEP is a pill that's taken once a day, and it prevents you from getting HIV. As long as you're on PrEP, you cannot get HIV, even if you're having unprotected sex with someone that has HIV. It's over 99% effective at preventing you from getting HIV. And essentially, anyone having unprotected sex is at risk for getting HIV. Anyone having unprotected sex is at risk for getting HIV.
So y'all heard that if y'all here having sex, you unprotected, you are at a greater risk for getting HIV.
Correct. Yeah. So people, you know, a lot of people will come in for testing for syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, or whatever the case may be. If you feel that you've been exposed to a sexually transmitted infection of the general type, you've also potentially exposed yourself to HIV. It is just that simple. HIV is also a sexually transmitted infection. And if you have repeated sexually transmitted infections, it also has a double whammy effect in a negative sense, that it may, your body then becomes a heightened level of susceptibility to HIV.
So I need you to break it down, because I'm telling y'all, some days I'm not as smart as a fifth grader. So if that person that maybe keep getting, I'm going to just say women, right? I don't know what men get, right? What is it? Syphilis, gonorrhea,
chlamydia.
Mm-hmm. They're at a greater risk.
For contracting HIV.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you have, if a person continue to get those illnesses, diseases, or however you want to call it, should they be tested for HIV prior to getting on PrEP, or they can just automatically get on PrEP and it may help them?
No. If you go into a service that provides PrEP, mm-hmm. they will do an HIV test mm-hmm. on you first. You have to be negative for HIV in order to get started on PrEP.
Okay.
So yes, you will have to be tested. You have to be negative to get started on PrEP.
So are there any warning signs, Stephen, if a person have contracted HIV? Like if a woman or a man has contracted a sexually transmitted disease, there are most cases they're having outbreaks and they're doing this and that. Are there any warning signs that you've been contracted with HIV? And I need you to break it down from what somebody used to say is HIV the virus and HIV. Is that right?
Well, AIDS.
AIDS. That's
AIDS.
It.
Yes. So. By the time, and each person is different, so I have to qualify my comments with that, because everybody is different. Somebody may develop some symptoms early on, but once you are infected with the virus that causes AIDS, mm-hmm. which is HIV, human mm-hmm. immunodeficiency virus, once you are infected with it, what happens is the virus starts to replicate in your body. As it replicates and makes new copies, let's just say for the ease of math, when you are infected, there was one virus in your body. Mm-hmm. As it replicates, you get two. The two replicates, and now you got four. Four replicates, and now you have eight. That viral load continues to increase. After you reach a certain viral load, and that's different for everybody else, you may start to get symptoms. The virus affects your immune system, okay? And once it starts to destroy your immune system, you then become susceptible to things that normally would not have affected you. Mm-hmm. So when you get exposed to a cold, a virus that causes the cold, normally your immune system may have attacked that virus or, you know, a bacteria that infects your body, and it wouldn't have never caused any illness in your body. Mm-hmm. But because you now have this ever-increasing load of virus from HIV in your bloodstream that's affecting your immune system, now all of a sudden that little bacteria that are causing that caused an infection that you normally would have never noticed because your immune system took care of it and got rid of it. Mm-hmm. Now, because your immune system is compromised, it can't get rid of it. So now you start to notice that you having these bacterial infections, or, you know, you may have a cold that, you know, that repeats itself or won't go away. So those are some of the symptoms. So now, once you get to the point where your viral load is so high that you are experiencing those symptoms, just keep in mind that at that point, you know, your viral load may be very high. And you definitely would want to, you know, make sure that you can get hooked up with a provider that can get you in treatment as soon as possible.
So I need you to explain to our listeners that having HIV is not the end all be all.
No, it's just
because
not.
I need you to really elaborate on it's not the end all be all.
That is correct. And so a person who comes down with HIV, they need to be connected to treatment right away, because just like I was explaining about that viral load, the goal is to get that viral load down back to a very low level. So once you get the viral load back to a certain level, that viral load is considered to be undetectable. At an undetectable viral load, that person's, for the most part, their health really increases, and they also, cannot transmit HIV to someone else once they get to undetectable.
So you all listening to this, and I say this because the enemy will have you confused that if you have HIV, it's over for you. And it's not, y'all. And then the enemy will tell you not to go get tested because you don't want to take the risk of knowing that you have HIV and now thinking that everybody's going to put a stigma on your head versus going to get the support that you need. And even talk about that. If a person is diagnosed with HIV, Stephen, what will be your opinion that they need to do to understand there is services and there is organizations and there is things on the internet? There is all resources they need that you can live and not die.
That is correct. That's correct. And pretty much live a normal lifestyle. Even your relationships don't have to be over at that point either, because a person who's in a relationship with a person who's living with HIV, that other person that is, let's say the other person happens to be negative for HIV, they get started on PrEP, and then that couple can have pretty much a normal lifestyle with almost no opportunity to transmit HIV from one to the other.
If it's a woman, and y'all know how I feel, I just love my sisters. I love women, y'all. I love y'all, and I love you with the depths of my heart. If there is a woman, can she still have children? And will her children be born with HIV? Because, again, the stigma is that we don't want to talk about it, neither do we want to deal with it. And so if we don't want to talk about it, want to deal with it, it's not out of sight, out of mind. We have to pull the Band-Aid off and get exposed.
Right, right. And the thing, I have to speak in general terms here because every patient is different, of course. So you have to get connected with your provider and your healthcare providers on both sides to have that conversation about having children. But in general, that couple in that relationship we just described, in general, they can still have children. Still, that can be prevented now. Modern medicine is able to prevent the transmission of the virus to the unborn child. The key here is getting connected to a healthcare provider who can, you know, help with all of those decisions and all of that planning.
So y'all that's listening, y'all, we are number two in the nation, not in the state, in the nation for HIV cases. What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to be silent and become number one? Or are we going to continue to sound the alarm and get the services and get the resources that we deserve, right? There is, and I want to, you know, there is always a myth that, like you said, when you think about HIV, they say it's only for gay people. There is some people that I know from the church to the community is living with HIV. And then also there are some that's in the church to the community that don't want anybody to know because they're afraid, right? And they're afraid to even get tested. And so how do you handle when you're talking to people, especially brothers, right? I tell you from a female perspective, I'm always telling women, baby, protect yourself, right? We all love who we love, right? But don't stop loving you and protecting you. But there is, I think there is something that a man can say to another man that maybe even knowing that that man is living a double lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. How do you handle even talking to a brother without saying, I believe or I know you live in a double lifestyle, or just telling him that you need to protect yourself for your family?
Right, right. We my approach is to just remove, one, the stigma and hopefully create an environment where I can get them to realize that we're not in judgment of your lifestyle or what you decide to do. It's just a matter of you manning up and taking responsibility to do what you need to do to protect yourself. And protecting yourself and your family means protecting yourself from HIV, making sure that you don't get HIV. So coming into are seeking, you know, services for PrEP. And I didn't touch on PEP, and I need to explain what PEP is.
Yes.
So PEP, the acronym PEP, is for post-exposure prophylaxis. So we talked about pre-exposure prophylaxis. You're taking that medication before you are exposed to HIV. Mm-hmm. So let's say kind of scenario I throw out for PEP is that you're out at a party. Mm-hmm. The party was, you know, you kind of maybe had a little too much to drink, mm-hmm. and that led to a sexual encounter. And then the next day you come to your senses and realize that you may have had sex with someone that may be HIV positive. Mm. That's post-exposure. So now you've been exposed potentially to HIV, and the PEP becomes effective at that point, because if you can get to a PEP provider within 72 hours, it has to be started within 72 hours. And the less time there been since exposure to starting the medication, mm-hmm. the better. But as long as it's within that 72-hour window, PEP is effective also at preventing you from being able to seroconvert to becoming HIV positive.
Wow. So my sisters, I'm telling y'all, look, you go out on the town, you think you met Mr. Right, you give him your gold, and the next day you find out it wasn't gold, baby. Go get you some PEP. Is that my right?
PEP.
Baby, go get you some PEP, because you know. you know. But then I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing, right? Because we got to understand that if we all make mistakes, we all have challenges, and we all do things, sometimes we have regrets. Even if you had sex with somebody and you regretted it, get your butt up the next day and go get you some PEP. What type of clinic, doctor's office, because maybe somebody said, Talisa, I did it, but I don't know where to go. And I will be telling y'all on my website, TalisaFranklin.com, in the next week or so, I'm going to upload some places that I recommend in our city, because I want to be a true champion for making sure my sisters and my brothers, but really my sisters, live, right? And so where can people find information out? They're going to find it out on my website. But like if they're, say for instance, somebody's listening right now, they went out last night and they had a good time and they met somebody they thought was Mr. Right. They had sex with him, and this morning they're talking with their girlfriends, and the girlfriend said, girl, you know he got that package. Where can she find the information?
Yeah, we just want you to do a search for PrEP providers in Memphis, because I'm not from here. Uh-huh. I can't really recite all of them right off the top of my head. But yeah, make sure you reach out and look up and do a search for PrEP providers in the area. I will say that I am affiliated with Score Health, that will be coming to the Memphis area in the next couple of months. So keep your ears open. We'll be able to provide services also, but I'm in no way disparaging those agencies that have been here doing the work for years now. And so I just want you to be able to do a search, find them, get the help you need. Don't wait until we are in the city, and providing those services. Yeah. If you need the services, you really should get connected with them as soon as possible to get yourself protected.
And don't let the stigma. Y'all know I'm all about how do we erase the stigma, especially for me, in the African-American community, right? So there is a stigma on mental health. Baby, if you need it, go get you some help. There's a stigma about organ and tissue transplantation. If you need it, go get it. There's a stigma just going to the doctor, right? And now I'm telling you, there's a stigma, especially in our community. We don't want people to know you dated somebody with that package. And that's how we say it in the streets, right?
Yeah.
But whatever you got to do, baby, live. God comes to give us life and life more abundantly. Stephen, I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful that you guys chose Memphis to come serve, because I feel like it's an act of service to serve in Memphis to help my people live and exactly. not die. Exactly. And so before we wrap up, I want you to give us one more time, PREP and PEP, the differences, so people know. So, you know, sometimes people remember the last thing that we said, okay?
Exactly, yeah. So PrEP is PREP, that is pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a medication that's taken once a day every day, and then you're covered. So you don't, you're covered from HIV, not other STIs, but you're covered from HIV. And then the other STIs can be treated mm-hmm. if you were to get one of those. And then there's PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis that has to be taken within 72 hours of a potential exposure to HIV.
Well, y'all heard the lasting words, not the lasting words, because let me tell y'all something. Stephen got to come back, y'all. I'm grateful for what they're doing and coming to Memphis, Tennessee, but y'all know he got to come back. We got to continue to have these conversations, because having these conversations is what we need. And their HIV.gov is HIV and AIDS resources. That listen, make sure y'all, we go to that website. I'll post that in the chat as well so people will know, and so we can make sure we're getting the things that we need. And then coming up next, y'all, I have one of my dear friends, my dear sister. Y'all, she's a true change maker. And then congratulations, she's a change maker for 2025 with Leadership Memphis. I'm super excited about that, because I was a change maker in 2024. But she's truly a change maker. She's all about that change, and we're gonna talk about the Black Family Wellness Expo. So we're talking about how we gonna be healthy, how we gonna make sure our families are well. Well, this is how we gonna do it. We're gonna have these conversations, and we're not gonna be afraid to have those conversations. Hey, I'm Talisa Franklin. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
I appreciate you, it. We're gonna continue this conversation, and I'm gonna bring my dear girl Cassandra Webster up to tell me all the great things that we have in store that's happening on March 15th. I'll tell you more. Keep it locked right here to WYXR 91.7, Raised by the Sound. I am Dr. Talisa Franklin. Baby.
Support for WYXR comes from Live Nation, presenting Lake Street Dive with special guest The Dip live at Orpheum Theater on Tuesday, September 16th. Tickets and more information at Ticketmaster.com. Support for WYXR comes from Choices, a nonprofit sexual and reproductive health care and Title 10 clinic. Choices offers little to no cost services, including birth control, HIV testing, counseling services, and more. Appointments can be made online at yourchoices.org or by calling 901-274-3550.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Sims Murphy, leaders in brain and spine care, whose mission is to deliver the best care for people suffering from spine and brain conditions while advancing the field of neuroscience. More information at sims-murphy.com.
All right, y'all. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here. Let's have a talk with Talisa right here on WYXR. That song was Stop Thief by Carla Thomas, Memphis on, y'all. And listen, we're going to stop not taking care of ourselves. Why? Because we got all the good resources that's happening right here in the city of Memphis. And I'm super excited to have my dear friend, my dear sister, true change maker, y'all, that's doing the work in our community, the one, the only, Mrs. Cassandra Webster. Hello there, honey,
hello.
Honey.
Oh, hello, hello. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for just being in community with you. And kudos to all of the great things that you are doing for Memphis and beyond.
I love my city. Yes, I love it, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Nothing like Memphis.
No, baby, no place, y'all.
I like Memphis.
Baby, I tell you, go anywhere else. But you ain't, if you ain't had a Memphis experience, you ain't had no experience of life.
That's right. Right? That's right.
So, Cassandra, before we start talking about this Black Family Wellness Expo, mm-hmm. I'd like people to know who you are. Miss Changemaker, congratulations. I'm so excited. I am the best class. I'm just leaving
you know. We are the best class I'm gonna date myself. 1994.
Ooh, 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 you got me, baby. Ooh, I was just graduating from high school.
But see, I'm good, I was accepted, y'all. I was accepted when I was 15.
Come on, yes, you were. Yes, you were. The clock stopped with us,
that's
baby.
That's right. That's right.
So tell us who you are, okay, Cassandra.
Okay, thank you. I serve as the executive director of the Memphis Challenge, which is a talent pipeline program for amazing, phenomenal Memphis students who I am proud to say we just celebrated our 35th year being a change maker in Memphis. We had an amazing distinguished alumni celebration. We brought alums back from all across the United States and Memphis. And it was just, when I tell you, even if our Native Memphians are in other cities, mm-hmm, they rock the 901.
Come on, Abby.
They rock the 901. They still got 901 phone number, area code, yes, down. They're like, I ain't changing my number.
That's right.
This is where I'm from. And they love their hometown. Yeah. And so I work with students beginning in grades 9 through 12. Then I have a collegiate experience. And then I have emerging leaders. Mm-hmm. And it's really, Talisa, about empowering, but more importantly, ensuring that their EIQ, their social and emotional, mm-hmm, intelligence, is intact. You know, you can be the brightest bulb in the room, but if you are not self-aware, if you're not able to be self-reflective, self-regulate, mm-hmm, to really get out of your own way, then you're not going to be successful.
Exactly.
And that's anybody. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always like to say, you know, if your EIQ is tight, your IQ can be all right.
That part.
Okay.
I love it.
Because that means that you have a drive, you have a passion. Mm-hmm. And so we really work with our young people to ensure that they have what they need, that they can compete in this space, mm-hmm, beyond Memphis. And, you know, I'm really proud. 100% of our students go to college, 95% graduate in 4 years, yes, 5 years if they're doing a master's, more than 75% go into some form of postgraduate studies, and these are all Memphians.
Ain't no place excellence like the 901,
ain't
baby.
No place like the 901. I'm telling you.
And so it's a blessing.
It is. It is. I feel like this amazing mom with over 2,000 young, amazing young people.
Yeah.
Because I help them. I help them see themselves bigger than they are.
Yeah.
And so we have several programs. So our applications are open now for our cohort for next year, because you have to come in as a high school student and then matriculate. So you can't come in as a college student. You can't come in post-college. You got to come in so that we really nurture you,
yes,
and prepare you. So memphischallenge.org is our website, and you can go learn more about what we do.
And I'm telling y'all, the leader of Memphis Challenge, she that woman, y'all. She got that thigh. She got a heart to make sure people are successful in everything they do. And I'm super excited, even with her having her fingers on this Black Family Expo. Let's just be real, y'all. In the African-American community, there's such a disparity of health and wellness. And so whenever we can bring any information or any resources, baby, we're the village. We got to take care of the village, right? We got to take care of our own. And so kind of tell me, Cassandra, about the Black Family Expo that you guys are hosting.
Great. Well, this is our second annual. And so I'm a part of a national organization called the Links Incorporated, and it's made up of women. You know, and we are committed. We have three chapters in Memphis. So this is our Bluff City cluster. So all three of our chapters are coming together to put on this expo. My chapter, the Shelby County chapter, we're kind of the lead in the experience, mm-hmm, for this year. And our national recognized that, you know, there's disproportionately, as you've mentioned and as you just had on with our first speaker, Steve, is that our health and our health determinants, okay,
mm-hmm,
for African Americans are out of line.
Yes.
Okay. Not only do we struggle with, you know, proper eating, you know, our diet and exercise, and we're not saying that you got to give up the greens, mm-hmm, or give up the greens with fat in it. But I'm going to challenge you with eating some greens with some smoked turkey in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's going to be just as delicious.
Yes.
Right? And we ain't got to have mac and cheese with every meal, you know, but just once or twice a month.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So everything, obviously, in moderation. All right? And so being intentional about our health, getting out and walking,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking the steps instead of the elevator. There are little things that you can do that begins to change that trajectory.
Yes.
And to improve your health outcomes,
mm-hmm.
so that you can get off some of this medicine.
Yes.
It ain't cute. It ain't cute to be on a pocket full of pills.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. That is not cute. And so, you know, and you want to, as women, we want to be able to be there for our grands,
yes.
you know, for our children, kids playing. You want to be able to run, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be sitting on the sideline
yes.
like somebody pushing you in a stroller. And it's not, you know, we know aging is a natural process, but I'm a firm believer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
She look good, too, y'all. Y'all remember that. She look good now.
I'm a firm believer. I work at this.
You woke up like this.
Yeah. I was at the gym this morning. So, and it's just, you know, anytime that we can do, and it's about sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So our expo is about sharing this knowledge. We've got over 50 vendors from every facet of the community who is coming out, who are giving of their time, their resources to impart
yes.
this knowledge on Memphis at the Hickory Hill Community Center, March 15th. And we're going to kick it off with a walk. You know, we're going to show you how we do it, right? So we're challenging the Divine Nine. We're challenging churches. Come out and walk with us at 9 o'clock. It's a 1 mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got some cash prizes that we're giving out. For the largest group. So, you know, Dr. Talisa, you bring your congregation,
yeah.
your community, and they repping your t-shirts and things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we can do a scholarship in your honor for whatever organization or whatever
it.
You want. So we're serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to come out. But you know what? We're going to have fun, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun. Because we are challenging ourselves with the largest line dance.
Wedding fans.
Yes. We got fans for you. We're going to have a tutorial for those who don't know it,
uh-huh.
who've been watching it but want to get in.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be popping them fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Boots on the ground, ain't going to have nothing on
them.
Come on. Memphis is going to be ready. So, you know, and when we can have fun.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing like good black family fun.
Nothing.
Ain't nothing like it. So we got vendors. We got cooking demos.
Ooh.
We got kids zone. We got something for the entire family. So bring the family out. Bring the children. Kids are going to be on spring break.
Yes.
Give them something to do Saturday morning. Don't send your kids up there by themselves.
Y'all heard, huh? Don't you send them
Don't
children.
Don't you send them children up there thinking you got a babysitter for 2 hours.
Matter of fact, let me help you for the organizers because I do all these events. Please stop sending your kids anywhere.
By themselves. Hello.
Okay. That's
hello.
Because every time I do these events, I'm like, baby, where your mom at? She
yeah.
ain't home. Then something happened. You want to come with your bunny on, and I might say, baby, let me put some oil on you because you're going to calm that energy down because it ain't happening here.
No,
okay. That's just my little rant for that.
No, I appreciate it.
That's
we
right.
We need that.
Come with your child.
Come with your child because this is for you, mm-hmm. too. We've got services, breast exams, blood pressure, diabetes testing, you know, cooking demos. We got exercise.
Mm.
We've got, you know, organ donor transplant
mm-hmm.
information that you're going to be providing.
Yes.
We've got all of this and more. And you know the vendor's going to come with lots of giveaways and goodies.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're going to get a knapsack full of stuff
mm-hmm.
to take back home. We got food trucks outside. It's going to be... it's going to be the place to be.
Yeah.
The city is involved. Our mayor is going to be by.
Awesome.
Our chief of police is going to be by. You know, so it's going to be a good, good time.
Yeah.
And it's all for you. So we want you to come and learn, you know, and to be inspired and to think, you know what, if I just do one of these things, you know, and be consistent with it. The consistency is what's important. So there are going to be people who are going to be there to help you.
Awesome. And, you know, a lot of times you say free, even though it's free admission, but you're really investing in yourself.
Absolutely.
And you're investing in their future self.
Absolutely.
You're investing in your children, your grandchildren. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your health is your wealth. I remember a few years ago, I had went to the doctor, Cassandra, and all of my levels was jacked up because I was just running. And I asked the doctor, what could I do so he didn't have to give me no medication? He told me, I went back in 3 weeks. He said, I am blown away. I, of course, lost a few pounds and got this. He said, most people just want a pill. I said, I ain't want no pill.
I know that's right.
Because I understand taking a pill, there is something comes a high pill. I say, I was determined to make a lifestyle change. When I left your, when you walked out of here, I talked to the Lord. I said, now look here, Lord. I want to live, and this is some things I'm going to do differently, right?
That's right.
And then I started getting what I need to feel better, and I ultimately feel better, right?
Right.
Because I made time for me. What am I saying to you? You may say, Talisa, I don't got time to go to this event. I want to do my, baby, make time for you. There are some resources and some opportunities that's going to be at this Black Family Wellness that's going to help save your family.
That's right. That's right. The entire family.
Because if you sick, that means your family got to take care of you, and then there's a problem. We already know sometimes in the African-American culture, we're having challenges financially. So imagine if you have somebody, you have to be a caretaker. How many hours is it going to take? Do you have the wherewithal to be a great caretaker or just barely make it through? Let's take care of our health so we won't have to never get to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to add to that, when we talk about the social determinants of health, you know, those are the non-medical factors that affect our health outcomes.
Right.
So stop and think about it. When you've got challenges financially, that's stress that's going to affect your health, right? When you've got, you know, maybe your educational level, you haven't finished school, okay? So you're working, you know, 100 hours a week, and everybody else is doing 40 and 45, okay? So you're constantly, because you made a decision, but yet if you stop, maybe like, let me go back to school. Let me get a certification, okay? There are now certifications that you can get anywhere from 3 months to 6 months.
Exactly.
That could change your income level, that could then put you in a better space, right? Which is also then your employment status. That affects, those are social determinants. The quality of your housing, where you live, right? If you got asbestos in your house or mold or, you know, it's leak or it's always damp, that's affecting your health.
Absolutely.
You know, access to health care, you know, taking the time, and emergency room is not health care for
not
you.
Not at all.
Okay?
Please.
Stop going. Have a primary care physician. And women, you also need your gynecologist. And if you've got other issues, then those specialists that you would need, your endocrinologist, you know, your nephrologist, all of those things to help with your kidneys, with your blood, with your diabetes. And then your social networks, right? If you know, when you can be in community with folk and have a good time, all right, that affects your endorphins are heightened, and you feel good, you're happy, right? And happiness and joy is what ultimately we want, or families should be, individuals should be striving for. And then, of course, transportation, you know, and food security.
Yes.
All right? The corner store is not the grocery store.
Come on.
Okay? Hot fries and a Coke is not a baby's breakfast. Mm-hmm. Right? Family sitting down and having meals that's not out of a brown or clear bag. But, you know, that you're cooking a family meal. Cook on Sunday. Do some prep and have it for a couple days so that your family has a good, nutritious meal. So these are all other determinants that affect your health outcomes.
Mm. And so you guys, she literally ran down the Black family. You really ran down the Black family, right? Because we do have some things as such challenges, but I also look at some of those challenges that we change our outlook on them, they're really opportunities for growth. They're opportunities to get to the next. And there's opportunity to stop the generational curse.
Mm. Yes.
Because one thing, I had to make a decision. But some of the things that I grew up on, I realized that were never, it was not good for me.
That's right.
Mentally, physically, and emotionally, right?
That's right.
And we have to be very mindful. Like when you said, you see, I see young mommies would get their child because they want some hot fries. But come on, let's talk about what those hot fries is doing to their body, right? Let's talk about what that Coke is doing to their body.
Exactly.
And so, but then
at the crack of dawn in the morning for breakfast.
For breakfast, right? Well, you could, you know, there's
made some oatmeal, some grits,
something.
You know, boiled some eggs the night before.
Thank you.
Okay, can eat on the run, but have it be nutritious.
Yeah. And that's why you got to be there. There is going to be cooking demonstrations. You may say, well, Talisa Cassandra, Miss Cassandra, I don't know how to do it. Well, if you don't know how to do it, then you get up and you come out and learn how, right?
That's right.
Because what I, even here in Crosstown, there is a cooking room here.
That's right.
There is so many opportunities. Like I said, there's no place like the 901. There is no place like Memphis.
That's right.
We have all the resources, we have all the opportunities, but the choice has to be yours.
That's right.
What is choice is I'm going to make today that's going to change my today and give me a better tomorrow.
Absolutely. Like getting off your buns.
Come on.
On the 15th.
Yep. And get yourself to the Black Family
Expo.
And you don't need a babysitter. Bring the babies with you.
That's right. Bring the babies. We got some for all the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to have teens there.
Yeah.
And youth groups who are looking for volunteer hours. They're going to be supporting. I mean, it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Mm.
And it's for the community. At no cost, but there is a cost.
Yes.
Right? Because you can't put a price on your health.
You should okay.
You can't put a price on that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you should be treating it like it's liquid gold. You know, it's important, and making an investment in self is the best investment that you can make.
Absolutely. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Before we wrap up, I know this event is put on, organized by the amazing Women of the Lynx. Tell people, who are the Women of the Lynx?
Women of the Lynx. Okay, the Lynx Incorporated, we were founded in 1946. So we're headquartered, we're one of the homes on Pennsylvania Avenue, our national headquarters. But we have over 350 chapters across the United States. And these are women who have made a commitment to be. Our motto is friendship and service.
Mm.
Okay, so we're friends, but we serve.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is made up of some of the, you know, Memphians and across the country, just amazing women of color who are doing great work. And we do our work in five facets.
Okay.
So the arts, national trends and services, international trends and services, health and human services, and youth services.
Awesome.
And so our work, so this is encompassing literally a little bit of all of our facet work, because we'll have some arts there, we'll have youth there, we'll have national trends, but we do projects. Our adopt-a-school for our chapter is Doubletree Elementary.
Oh.
Our River City chapter is big on voter registration.
Mm.
Our Memphis chapter does the cotillion. And our chapter also, we do a botillion, which is coming up. And so for those of you who don't know what a botillion is, it's a coming out of young men.
Yes.
Of African-American males. So these are high school seniors who are making their debut to society.
Yes.
And so that's going to be in April, Easter weekend.
Okay.
Is our botillion. So you see, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of stuff going
on.
And, you know, we're working, we're families, and, you know, but we're committed to service and serving. So it's an international organization. We have chapters in London, the Bahamas, the UK, and Germany.
Wow. Friendship and service.
Sisters of service.
And I'm telling you,
There is no greater joy than to serve.
That's right. It's nothing like it.
There is no greater joy than to serve. When you learn how to, I always tell people in church, you know, when I'm lifting an offer, I say, you're not giving, but you're receiving.
That's right.
Because when I give of myself, I'm really receiving something even greater, right?
It's an amazing feeling.
Yes.
You know, it's an amazing feeling when you think about all the hours, all the time. And, you know, this is all volunteer.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody getting a damn. We are giving of our time because we believe in doing good.
That means something.
It does.
That means something. What is the website for people that's listening to 91.7 WYXR? You're listening to Dr. Talisa Franklin. Let's have a talk with Talisa. Y'all know I let her run my mouth, though. All right? Tell people the website and how people can
Memphis,
stay connected.
Because we want you to register.
Okay.
So it's Memphis, BFME, for Black Family Wellness Expo. Okay? It's the acronym, Memphis, B for Black, Family, F. E. I need to write it.
I love this, y'all. Hello.
Black Family.
It's MemphisBFWE.com. Again, y'all, it's www.MemphisBFWE.com. Register.
Join us. Hickory Hill Community Center.
Yes, beautiful facility.
Line dance. Bring your boots. If you got your boots, bring your fan to pop. Because we're going to have the largest line dance. Now, you know, Robin Roberts did it on Good Morning America.
Yeah, right, it was scared.
Last week. Boots on the Ground is making its way around this city. And so we want to have, we've got the Sizzlers, who's a line dance group, coming out.
Okay.
Chad coming out. So we got different line dance groups coming out to support, and we're going to be all over that gym and up on the track, everywhere, doing boots on the ground, popping them fans.
Yes.
So if you think you got it going on and you can do this dance, this line dance, bring your posse on out.
Come on.
And join us on the 15th.
And I just got a new fan, y'all, to say Juneteenth. Pop, pop, pop. I hate I took it out of my first one. I came in here, y'all. It's going to be on, y'all. It's going to be on.
On and popping.
That part. Thank you so much, Ms. Cassandra.
You.
Listen, again, tell people how to stay connected to the nonprofit.
The Memphis Challenge. .org. It's www.memphischallenge.org. So if you've got a student who's going to be who'll be a ninth grader in the fall of 2025, from rising 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, go to our website, memphischallenge.org. My program manager now is over at Stacks doing something this afternoon with the students over there. We have amazing workshops. We've got an arts experience called Tell Me a Story. And this year's Tell Me a Story, What's Keeping You Up at Night? That the kids are making quilt squares. So we've got amazing programming that really helps the students amplify their voices, but also protects their mental health.
Come on, protect your mental health, y'all, at all costs. Get your checkup. Get your checkup from the neck up, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Thank you again so much, Ms. Cassandra.
Thank
you know,
you
I absolutely love you, value
you,
and
more.
I honor you
Thank
for
you.
All the shoulders in which I stand on because of you.
Thank you
for being who you are.
My pleasure.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something. I have learned in this great thing called life. There's so many men and women, but I'm always about the women. So many women that shoulders we stand on today that has paved the way for people like myself to do what I do. There was a lot of sacrifices that had to be made for us. And so let's not let those sacrifices go in vain. Let's make sure we continue to serve, and let's make sure we doing our part to be a beacon of light right here in our community. Know that I love you, baby. Absolutely positively love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever, and learn how to be the best version of you, because everybody else is already taken. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Follow me on all social media outlets, because you know what I'm going to do, and I'm always talking great things about Memphis. And keep it locked right here to 91.7 WYXR.
Yo, This is Devin Germain from The Audio Box. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., where I play a lot of recent releases, as well as retro music on occasions, only on WYXR 91.7 FM.